locally.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. Welcome to President's Day Monday. We're at 19 below right now. Wind chills down around 40 below. That's all I'm going to say about that. President's Day, so we didn't hear from our Breckenridge School News. We didn't hear from Katie at the Chamber. But the one person I can always count on to brave the cold and get in here and talk with me once a month, Mandy Steinberger from Breckenridge Family, Community, and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for coming in on a morning like this and talking with us.
Honestly, truth be told, I absolutely hate cold. Mm-hmm. So, but love you guys here. So
this was a stretch. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And February. We're almost through it. We're halfway through
it.
Yes,
we are. Yes, we are.
And you said the Love Our Youth event went well.
Yes, it did.
Good.
It did.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I do want to thank the sponsors, Gate City Bank, for bringing those delicious cookies over. They delivered them to us, and they were a hit, of course. We want to thank the Northern Lights Council, Boy Scouts of America, for their donation of a really cool, it was this tassel blanket. It was pretty cool. There was an anonymous donor who never came forward also, who there was just a lot. There's so much that they donated between these robes, lounge robes, which was just gorgeous, and a little teapot, or not teapots, but little ceramic pots for like succulents, and like it was a gamut. Bags, there was a cooler bag for like Life by the Lake, so we had the Lake Life, deal, a package, and then we had Carte de Blanche give us several haircut.
You got a lot of friends.
Haircuts for the kids.
Yeah, I tell you what, that community center over there, you got a lot of friends.
We do.
Yeah, because you're doing good things. See, good people doing good things. It works that way.
Yes.
It just sort of multiplies.
Well, it does. When our community sees that there's someone that has a passion for the youth, especially our youth, honestly, Bill, this community absolutely adores their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows.
Well, they step up their youth, too. It's not just words.
No, yeah. Absolutely. They do it in words and in action. And that is something. It's a jewel. This community is an absolute jewel. And right. I love it. I love serving it. So, yeah, our Love Our Youth went fantastic. We had bingo. We had cocoa and cider. So nice, warm.
Well, I was going to say, I bet that went over well.
Yes, yeah. It did. And the cookies, of course, and just, had free skating, the sledding, and just honestly, just a lot of fun with the community and the kids. So, and we're going to do our final, count of what we raised let people know. And we're excited for the rest of the year and what it brings. And today we're actually having, normally we have Monday Madness.
I was going to say, you got something going on today.
But because of the no school day and the cold temperatures, well, we didn't know about the cold temperatures. I'm not that good. But
yeah, you are.
Because of our no school day, we wanted to do a craft day today. So Penny, our craft lady, is going to be doing string nail art today. So if you guys are wondering, if you got squirrely kids at home, you can't kick them outside.
You got a place for them today.
There is a warm place where we're doing. We've got cookies. We've got cocoa and cider still.
And they come home with an art project.
And
how
they come
cool
home
is that?
With a free, yes. So and of course the crafts are always free. You take it, you make it, and you take it. And so yeah, and anyone under 10, just make sure that there's an adult with them, accompany them or whatnot, or make sure someone else does. But yes, it's everyone goes home with their own craft. And this one is cute.
Yeah.
I love nail art. Have you, like, are you familiar
with
it?
I'm not familiar.
Where you tap those nails into the wood and then you string.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay, now I am. Now that you yes. describe it, yeah, I have seen
and
that
it's
before.
So cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that and seeing. I love seeing like these different, all these the creativity that comes from, you know, these kids and our community members.
A lot of artists in this community. Just
absolutely.
Don't know it yet, you
no.
know?
Yeah. And you've got people that have never done anything like this. They're like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And you see them like just absolutely fall in love. And they're like there for other, like you're like, all right, I'm glad you could find out this is something you love to do.
Do you get to jump into this at all, or are you busy supervising?
Sometimes I jump in.
Okay.
I got to make a love bug monster this last craft.
All
those
right.
were cute. Absolutely adorable. You see that on here.
Mm-hmm.
Those little... I got to make one of those. And then in our... last year when we did our Thanksgiving craft, I made a pumpkin of a little pumpkin. That was cute too. So it's I jump in sometimes.
You are living your job,
you
is
know,
what you're doing.
Well, it's the perks, you know. It's those perks where you get to go, you know, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I get to be on the sidelines. I do all of the stuff that nobody gets to see, which is just fine because it all has to happen somehow. But to be able to live it with our community and be able to just sit down and see them and see the smiles and take the pictures and do that, it's a joy. So we had our Love Bug Monsters craft, and now we have today from 1 to 5:30 our
Got
nail
the
art.
String art going,
yep.
Our nail art, yeah.
Yeah, string and nail art, yep. And then we have our, we also have our Monday Madness next Monday. And then we have our movie day on the 27th, and we are doing Lady and the Tramp.
I love that movie.
I know, I do too.
That is so good.
And of course, as always, there's free admission. The everything is free for that. The only thing that we charge for are concessions and our pizza by the slice. So
$2
a slice.
All right.
Not bad at all. So. But yeah, we just really want to thank our community for always being so supportive of what we do there and for joining us in the fun.
Well, and you need to take a bow too, you and the staff over there, for providing this this opportunity. And again, something in our community for our kids.
Right.
Love that. What's coming up in March? You want to give us a sneak peek? Or
yeah. So March, we are going to have, we're going to be doing some canvas painting again on that first craft day.
You're kind of liking that, aren't you?
That has been, to see the expression and to have the different things. So those that are younger, or those that just, they want to paint, but they're a little bit more hesitant or not as confident. There's the canvases that have the picture already on them. So it's just kind of
filling it in, yeah.
It's essentially like a coloring book.
But you're still working it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So it gives that bit of a boost to that, the confidence and just to be able to see your fit. Because you can still use whatever colors and blends or whatever that you want to use. So there's still artistic, you know, expression there, but and then we have our movie day next month, and that is going to be.
You don't have to tell me because I got to get you in here the first week.
You're right.
March,
you're so. Right. Well,
you don't have to cover too much.
Then that was my cliffhanger.
All right, we'll leave it at that. We will leave it at that.
Sounds great, Bill.
Geez, I could talk to you all morning, Mandy. We're out of time. Listen. I'm going to get you in here a little earlier in March.
That sounds
and,
good.
And we'll cover the month there too, okay?
Sounds perfect.
Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Family and Community and Teen Center. We talk with Mandy once a month here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
The nation's new agriculture secretary discussed some of the issues the department needs to discuss and address with food and farm participants, both during her first days in office and long term. Rod Bain has more on the story.
In her first public appearance as agriculture secretary Friday,